Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. The Emmys are this Sunday, but one show has already received an award for the best theme music on TV. That is the opening theme for the HBO comedy drama Succession, composed by Nicholas Britell. The score won for Outstanding Original Main Title Theme Music at the Creative Arts Emmy Ceremony. That's a preliminary event honoring achievement in technical and artistic categories. Mason Daring is a feature film composer and a film scoring professor at Berklee College of Music. We spoke with him this week about TV themes. He started by talking about what makes the one for Succession so good.
Talent, class, melody.
Tell me what you mean by class.
Oh, boy, it's highbrow. There are, in fact, some nominees aren't very classy, and we're going to hear one or two of them today, I think, but that doesn't mean they're not appropriate. But this is a show heavily scripted with Brian Cox chewing up the scenery all over the place, and they wanted a full-bore theme, and they got one. Nicholas Britell is a great composer. He does a lot of features. Generally, feature composers are brought in to do the main title theme. They sometimes do the rest of the music for the series, but not always.
Do you think Succession should have won?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, so there we go. What makes a good TV theme?
Well, to paraphrase The Boss, there are 57,000 channels and a lot on. And the difference between feature films and TV themes is in feature films, you bought your ticket, you sat down, you're not going anywhere. In TV themes, that remote is real close by.
Yeah, you can just... Bzz, bzz, bzz.
You can just change it. So the TV theme has to say more than one thing. It's got to say, this is what the show is about. But more importantly, it's got to say, you're in great hands. We are really good at our job. Listen to how great this music is, because the writing and the acting and the principal photography are just as good. It makes you feel comfortable. You can sit back and enjoy the show.
What goes into composing a great TV theme?
First of all, a meeting with the producers, and they tell you what it's about. You'll, of course, watch the pilot, maybe a couple of other episodes. But generally, you want to go back and forth with them. You want to get their input. You want to play them an initial melody, an initial arrangement, and have them comment on it. It's a synergistic job. It requires the input of the producers as well as the composer.
So here's one that you composed yourself alongside Martin Brody. This is the theme for Frontline, PBS. So was that collaborative? What went into creating that?
Oh, we worked with David Fanning, the executive producer who started and ran that show for 30-some years. We worked with David and his crew for weeks, actually, because it was the very beginning. We didn't know the show was going to run for 30-some years. And I didn't know the music.
You didn't know it had to be that durable.
I didn't know it had to be that good. But Marty Brody is a fantastic composer. And we had so much fun and so much support. A lot of it has to do with the spirit that's in the air of the people running the show. And especially when it's a new show, it's full of energy and vigor.
I can hear kind of the horns in that are aspirational. There's something aspirational to that music.
Thank you. It really does still sound okay to me 34 years later. I can't believe it's still on the air now that I think about it. But I still like listening to it.
Yeah, that's great. So, okay, you teach film scoring. Do you teach your students to do something different when they're looking at scoring for TV than film?
Yes. First of all, the speakers are smaller than your hand. When you're in a movie theater, the speakers are bigger than your body.
Good point.
So it's a different listening environment. The screen is smaller, but most people, when they hear a movie and watch a movie, they're going to watch it once. They may someday see it again. But a TV theme is going to be on every week, and maybe for 34 years. And that means it's got to be durable. There's got to be new things to pick up the seventh time you listen to it. The 20th time, you should just be beginning to love it. And after 34 years, you really ought to dig it. Because you don't want them to change it. It has happened, by the way, where the same composer has changed this theme.
Wasn't that true with The West Wing?
Yes, exactly. Snuffy Waldron, he rewrote the arrangement for it and recorded it. They didn't know it was going to be that popular. And when it became insanely popular, I believe they left and they gave him a bigger budget.
So I've got, like, my hands up in the air.
Me
this
too.
This is not the original.
Did that make you feel great?
It does.
Yeah, it sure does.
So tell me, is it my love of the show that I'm feeling right this minute, or is it the love of the music that
yes,
I'm feeling?
Yes, that's the answer. It's both of them, because it's such a great theme. It is the show.
Yeah.
You can see those actors. You can remember great moments from the show, and it was, of course, a fantastic show. But that, you couldn't beat that theme.
No, I mean, it was sweeping. It was ambitious. It was majestic. Classy, right? Am I getting
it? Yes, it is. Sheer class. Snuffy did a great job.
So how have TV themes changed over time?
It's changed in terms of arrangement and instrumentation, because so many things now are electronic, and those were impossible to do 50 years ago. I mean, the first one was Outer Limits or Twilight Zone. There were elements of synthesis and early synthesis in that.
Let's listen to the Twilight Zone for a second,
sure,
because I want to draw out what you're saying. Let's listen to that. Okay, so you're shaking your head with
it's
pleasure.
One of the greatest
okay,
ever.
Okay, so what makes it so great?
Well, you can use it as a ringtone. Many of my friends do. And it puts you right back in that time. It makes you laugh, and yet it's dissonant. It's high in terms of musical composition. It's highly dissonant. And that's okay, because Twilight Zone was a pretty dissonant show.
It was. I mean, it seemed like it was made to make one feel uncomfortable, and that music is not comfortable either. But,
a gremlin pulling off the engines of a wing, as William Shatner sat there and looked at it, was a pretty uncomfortable moment in Twilight Zone, as I recall.
Yes, that's right.
And
you're saying that at the time it was a little cutting edge. There was something electronic going on there.
Yes. No one had ever done anything like that for an opening scene. We were, about then, we were used to Gilligan's Island and Love Boat, which came later, which were very palatable, inoffensive.
Love Boat.
Go ahead.
I can't
take
resist
it. Take
now.
It. Take it. That was appropriate too. Listen, Love Boat theme was tremendously appropriate for that show. If there's one word we're looking for, is it appropriate?
Is it appropriate?
Is it married to the show, and should it be?
So it's so interesting because, of course, that's not, I would never think of it that way, but if I think of something like Cheers, right?
Oh.
It did feel appropriate.
What a great song, right?
So, Cheers made me think of something. Okay, so let me backtrack for a second. I was listening to the nominees for this year, all right? And one of them is for a song for the show Our Planet. Let's listen.
How did we get here? There was so much love in us. And all I have left is my faith that I can change. I can't watch this burn, I can't watch this burn to the ground. You'd have thought we'd learned, you'd have thought we'd learned by now.
All right, so I should start just by saying you gave a thumbs up as soon as we started playing that music. Are you a fan of that one?
Oh, I am. Oh, first of all, she's got pipes to burn.
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, it's a beautifully written and produced song, and it's about the planet. I wouldn't touch the dial. I would say that's it. This is what I want to watch. You're in good hands. This is going to be a terrific show, and it's going to be about the difference, the relationship between humans and our planet. That's crystal clear from 30 seconds in on that song.
Well, it's one of you just brought out one of the reasons that I wanted to play it. And in a second, I want to play a little bit more from the part of the Cheers theme that we never hear. Because this, Our Planet theme, this is a social message song, right? And when I heard that, it really struck me that we've gotten to a point where our TV themes can have social messages. If you listen, one of our producers pointed this out, if you listen to the part of the Cheers theme we don't usually hear, you get a very different kind of message.
Roll out of bed, Mr. Coffee's dead. The morning's looking bright.
Morning's looking bright.
And your shrink ran off to Europe and didn't even write. And your husband wants to be a girl. Be glad there's one place in the world where everybody knows your name.
Okay, so that...
Never heard it.
Right. You didn't.
Whatever happened to Everybody Knows Your Name.
Right, and it's certainly not a positive social message,
no,
right? It's not a song that would even get picked today. So are we doing something different in our programming and our music now that we're incorporating social messages in a way we wouldn't have back when we were doing Welcome Back, Kotter?
Yes, you're absolutely right.
We have permission from our culture to do this with our music. No wonder they buried that lyric back in the day of Cheers. They didn't want to confront that.
No.
Now it's fine. Bring it on because we're ready to look at ourselves.
Yeah. So let's talk about that, too. Let's talk about looking at ourselves. One of the other things that we noticed as we were thinking about television theme songs is that this year and in the past years, the show's nominees have been largely white. The songs have been largely from sort of a white composition tradition, and they've been from white shows. So no Empire, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Cosby Show. And in fact, Cosby had several versions of the same song.
Yes,
it was part of what was innovative about
it.
Now, I understand that Bill Cosby is complicated, but that show wasn't and its music wasn't.
That's right.
So what's going on there, and why have we missed some of the richer traditions in what we celebrate in television themes?
Sometimes we want to be comfortable, we want to be self-assured, we want to be safe. And sometimes they pick people as composers or they pick shows to run that they feel are safe. We all hope we get to a point where we don't know or care what the ethnicity of the composer is or the musicians. Part of it probably relates to who's in the Emmy Academy now, but that will change, and as the membership changes, and certainly they're trying to change the membership of that, the same way that the Motion Picture Academy has been changing, and that will result in different types of nominations, I guarantee it. Also, there will be more diversity in programming. It's coming. It has to. There'll be more Spanish-speaking. Why don't we assume
excellent
a Spanish-speaking
point.
Theme show can win, or never mind be nominated?
Excellent point.
It can be. And you know what? It will be. I hope I'm around for it.
All right, so we've talked a lot about what makes a good theme for a television show. So let's have a little fun and talk about what a bad one sounds like. One example you've given is from one of those television police shows. This one was T.J. Hooker. Action packed. Why is it bad?
Oh, let me count the ways. Is that Mike Post? I can't remember.
I don't know.
We all have off days.
I don't remember who played T.J. Hooker. I think
William
it was
Shatner.
So what about police shows? What about quality of show and what comes through in the music?
You've got to pick a composer that has enough talent, but more importantly, really wants to hit it out of the park because he wants to make the producers happy. I tell my students, I say, listen, when you do a movie, it's not a two-hour music video with regrettable dialogue. You know? It's a movie, and it's our job to make it better.
All right. Any theme that we haven't talked about that you think you want to call to mind?
Downton Abbey. Why? Because it's a terrific orchestral theme. It puts you right in England at the beginning of the 20th century, and yet it had a timeless quality to it. You could bet it's going to be the opening theme in the movie. There's no two ways about that. It's a beautiful theme. I had never knew who that composer was. I don't know where he came from, but I know why I got the job, because he got the job done.
You know, when I was a kid, if you went somewhere and you started to sing the Brady Bunch song, everyone could sing it with you. You know, today I guess we don't have that as much because so much of our theme music now doesn't have words that it's hard for people to sing it. But if somebody started to sing the Game of Thrones music, other people would join in. So is there something about the shared experience of television themes that, am I being too ambitious to say, unites us or brings us together or gives us a shared cultural marker?
Oh, no. Remember, there's a great scene from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with John Candy and Steve Martin where they're on a bus and Steve Martin wants everybody to sing Christmas carols. And he starts it and nobody knows him. And then John Candy goes, how about the theme from Gilligan's Island? And they all rage in. It's a fabulous moment.
I had forgotten about that.
It's a fabulous moment. And that united everybody on that bus. And frankly, united everybody in every movie theater in America that saw that particular scene because it made you feel great about your childhood, about your culture. and frankly, about being an American.
So what's coming next? What do we expect from the evolving world of TV themes and how music is changing, how the technology of how we produce music is changing?
I it's funny. It's a war between classical elements of orchestral themes like Succession and melodic themes and the edgy, inorganic, synthetic themes that seem to creep us out and work in their own way. And I don't mind that symbiosis. I don't mind that conflict between old and new. It's never going to go away. I mean, it might as well be generational in television.
That was Mason Daring, feature film composer and a film scoring professor at Berklee College of Music. We spoke to him this week about TV themes. And that is our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR. I'm Tiziana Deering. Join us tomorrow for more Radio Boston.